Blog Talk Radio.
Sinatra and I put together the very finest American popular songs we could think of for you tonight. I'd love to start from the very top with some very special lyrics by Ira Gershwin for the great music of George Gershwin. Someday she'll come along, the girl I love. Her smile is like a song, the girl I love. And when she comes my way, I'll do my best to make her stay. I'll look at her, smile, she'll understand. And in a little while, I'll take her hand. And though it seems a sin, I know before I will meet her Sunday, maybe Monday, maybe not, but I'm sure I'll meet her one day, maybe Tuesday. Build a little home just meant for two, from which we'll never, never roam. What would you? And so all else above, I'm waiting for.
Tony Bennett, one of the greatest singers of all time. This is Getting It Done, and I'm your host once again, Dr. Walter Dean. Today's show was changed from instrumental music by Al Jamal to two great singers, one still living and the other who has passed on. The names today was this whole show was recorded in 1988 when Frank Sinatra was alive. And it was near the end of his career, while the other was at the top of his career. And that was actually Tony Bennett. So what you're going to be listening to today strictly goes by the name of two great legends in the field of music, not just jazz, but in the field of music. You heard Tony Bennett do a little scatting, and so, but he was more of a jazz singer than Sinatra. But Sinatra could do jazz also. Both of them are very talented men. Let's continue so we can listen to what they're going to do today.
New York City's greatest citizen is 100 years old, and the whole world loves him. We all love him. His name is Irving Berlin. I bet you remember that wonderful show he wrote on Broadway, Annie, Get Your Gun. I'd love to start out with a beautiful ballad written by Mr. Berlin. And if I may, I'd love to do a set of Mr. Irving Berlin songs for you tonight. Don't ask me just how it happened. I wish I knew. I can't believe that it happened. And still it's true. I got lost. And I tried to stay. It's dark. And I'm lost.
But her arms held me
got lost. Look what I found. Everybody.
Once again, that was a Tony Bennett selection of Something Done by Irving Berlin. One of the things that Sinatra and Tony Bennett had in common, they had quite a few things in common, but they loved beautiful arrangements. Irving Berlin was a fantastic writer of music and song. And besides just like the song that he wrote about Easter, In Your Easter, but the arrangements that both he and Sinatra sang with the sound that they were able to generate and create such a fantastic mood. We're going to continue because the very first half of this is Tony Bennett. And we're going to play as many of his songs as we can of his, and then we'll hopefully have enough time to do Sinatra. Let's continue with the two legends in the field of vocal masculinity, male. Took a lot of chances in his singing where things were planned and sometimes weren't. Sinatra, everything was planned. But let's go on and listen to both of these two fantastic Native Americans. When I say Native Americans, I don't speak of them as from here from the beginning, but Italians whose parents were relocated here, but both of them are Italian, and both of them have some fantastic voices. Let's continue while I still have Tony Bennett up on the charts. Let's listen.
As you know, Mr. Berlin wrote for every great American performer like Ethel Merman, Bing Crosby, and out of all the magnificent songs that Bing introduced me back in the songbook, his favorite song was one of Mr. Berlin's songs. I lost the sunshine and roses. I lost the heaven of blue. I lost the beautiful rainbow. I lost the morning dew. I lost the angel who gave me summer the whole winter through. I lost the gladness that turned into sadness when I lost you. You are lovely. Thank you very much. Nobody did more credit to Mr. Berlin's songs than the wonderful Fred Astaire. Thunder of lightning,
I see the happiness I see. When will I get a dance?
songs that were recorded by Tony Bennett, but they were done, written by Irving Berlin. I'm going to see if I can find a way to skip up forward to get some other songs in that, and to see if we can get closer to hearing Sinatra do something, because what happens is if we don't, we will have passed Sinatra completely and heard only Tony Bennett. So let's see if we can pull some up.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Welcome. And I'm happy to see so many of you turned out. I hope you're not too cold out there. If you are, you can go home. Here we go. Pretty teeth, and he shows them pearly white. Just the jackknife has back here, so he keeps it way out of sight. When that shark bites with his teeth in scarlet billows, they begin to spread. Fancy white gloves, though, as that heat did, so that never, never one trace of breath. On a sidewalk, on Sunday morning, by the body, open light, someone sneaking round the corner. Could have someone perhaps a chance to be back tonight? From a tough boat on the river going slow, a ceiling that it is dropping down. Hey, the seaman, just for the weight here, you can make a lot of sense by keeping back in town. With the seat there, after drawing out all the breath from his stack. Now my teeth are there, just like a big face. Seems to hold that our boy, he gets something random. Old Sacks Mobile Round, strong Bobby down, they get this song tonight. Lady Ella, too. Yeah, they sang it. So much feeling. That old blue idea, anything new. But when they train the spirit, and jump it behind me. When you call up Jack, I know I can do. Wait till you. Thank you.
Okay. 1988. Sinatra could not hold his notes as long as he could when he was much younger. Here he is now approaching 80. 78 years old, approaching his 80th year. Tony Bennett, 30 years ago, who now in his 80s, was 30 years ago, who was in his 60s, actually in his 50s. They both had, because of years compounded, had raspy sounding voices. The songs were still presented in such a manner that gave everybody a good feeling about what they were hearing. Let's hear some more Sinatra.
Thank you so much. I'm gonna love you like nobody's loved you. Come rain or come shine. I am the mountain and sea. As a river, come rain or come shine. I guess when you met me, it was just one of those things. Ah, but don't you ever let me, 'cause I know you're gonna love me like nobody's loved me. Come rain or come shine. Happy together, unhappy together, that's gonna be just fine. There may be days that are cloudy or sunny. We might be in, we might be out of the money. I'm with you always. I'm with you rain or
not bad for a 70-year-old man. I can remember when one other great balladeer singer was in his late 60s and early 70s, Bing Crosby, sang, and how he was able to completely control his voice at that age. He was a much deeper sounding voice than Sinatra, but was really a crooner, one of the very first balladeers that sang with so much feeling. And of course, after Bing Crosby, then came Sinatra, and then Tony Bennett, and a whole host of other great singers like Nat King Cole, who was around the same time with Sinatra, and Billy Eckstein, and all those great singers like that during that particular period of time, beginning in the 1940s all the way up to the 1980s. And in fact, Billy Eckstein was still alive in the 1980s, and so was so many other musicians like Julius LaRosa, who really sounded so much like Sinatra than anybody else, and Victor Damone. So let's go on and listen to some more songs, because there are so many people who try to sound and sing and present music as Sinatra. Because you, one thing for sure, you can understand every word that he presented in the song.
There's a marvelous song came out of Europe a few years ago, written by Henry Mayer, Johnny Mercer, and orchestrated by Nelson Riddle.
Like our music tried to fade out on this. Well, 1988 is a long time ago, but hopefully the particular music that was recorded that at that particular time will still last and be with us for a long time for those particular people who really would like to learn how to sing and sing right, so you can understand everything that they're saying. What's so remarkable about both Tony Bennett and Sinatra, like I said before, their arrangements were impeccable. What made it so good and so much better was hearing Nelson Riddle in the background. What a fantastic arranger and a orchestrator of music was he. Not only with Sinatra, but also with Nat King Cole. Let's listen to some more Sinatra.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Orlando Bird and Ronald Miller, orchestrated by Don Costa.
Buying a car from Vroom is so easy. All you need is a phone and a finger. Just scroll through amazing hand-picked low-mileage cars.
Wonderful.
Once in my life, I got someone who needs me. Someone I've needed for so long. For once, unafraid, I can go where life leads me. Somehow I know I'm gonna be strong. For once, I can touch what my heart used to dream of. Someone warm like you make my dreams come true. Once in my life, I won't let sorrow hurt me. Not like it hurt me once before. Once I got someone, I know won't desert me. I'm not alone anymore. For once I can say, this is mine, you're not gonna take it. As long as there's something, I know I'm gonna make it. For once in my life, I got someone.
About Sinatra near the end of his career and how well he was able to do it. You could just imagine on what level he must have been if he had fallen down to that level where he was, how much more greater he had been. But now he still was great. So he had to be extremely great previous to this 1988 recording, him and Tony Bennett. Let's continue so we can get as many of these songs in as possible, because we're, as a clock on the wall is a saying, I don't have that much time. Let's listen.
Song, wonderful song. Thank you very much. One of the finest themes of American music in those days when they were around were Rodgers and Hart. And this is one of their greatest efforts, I believe, and orchestrated by Nelson Riddle.
I love that sweet home. I met at school, all in the street art, seemed a romantic fool. A house in Iceland was my heart's domain. Then I now castle in Spain. I took one look at you. That's all I meant to do. And then my heart stood still. If you scorned me, I'd say a lover's prayer again and wish that you were there again to get into my hair again. It never entered my mind.
Remarkable about Sinatra. I can't speak of Sonny Bennett because often Bennett's private life was never advertised or not spoken about as much as Sinatra's. Sinatra, his heart was really wide open after he and Ava Gardner, the great actress, broke up. She left him and left him really brokenhearted. It was some remarkable that he was ever able to make it back to the level above, higher than he was when he first came in contact with her. But I can understand the feeling he was able to demonstrate in his music because of the pain that he experienced with that. Anybody who's a great singer or able to turn the feeling around through song and let you hear precisely how they felt, because the words now have much more of a dramatic feeling when you're singing it. I'm going to see, instead of us continuing with Sinatra and Bennett, I'm going to see if I can find something where we heard Tony Bennett and Sinatra even earlier, so we can hear the different sound of how their voices sounded when they were much younger. Let's see if we can find something with Tony Bennett back in
1982. Après les musiques de films que vous avez entendues, après les musiciens de film qui sont venus avec nous ce soir, après l'hommage au grand thème de film, voici maintenant un hommage à la chanson. Voici un homme extraordinaire, voici le plus formidable chanteur américain, voici un homme que j'admire, que j'aime. Voulez-vous, avec moi, recevoir Tony Bennett?
I won't believe your heart is cold. Maybe so torn on an evening such as this. Believing in you, let him hold out his hand, let him find you, watch what happens when someone who can look in your eyes and see into your heart, let him touch you, watch what happens. Well, I won't believe your heart is cold. It's so warm on an evening such as this. Let someone with deep love to give his deep love to you. What magic you'll see. Let someone give his heart. Someone who cares like me. Oh, no, I won't believe your heart is cold. Maybe so long on an evening such as this. Just let someone with a deep love to get his deep love to you. Magic you see. Let someone give his heart to someone who cares like me. Someone who cares like me.
Now you heard Tony Bennett, that was in 1982. A little different, his voice was much clearer than it was when he was back there singing with Sinatra. and his voice was a lot better, actually, to be perfectly honest with you. It's a difference of just a few years. it tells you that this man had all the accoutrements. So I'm sorry for interviewing that. I was trying to find something by Sinatra that would be earlier time, so you can actually hear. Here's one of Sinatra doing something in, listen to this, 1965. Let's see what he sounds like. Gives you a little taste of what Sinatra did when he sang Fly Me to the Moon. And that was back in 1965. Let's continue with what he sounded like in 1965. Let me give you what kind of atmosphere he created. What a voice.
Well, this is my first so, please be kind, handle my heart with care, please be kind, this is all so grand, my dreams are on parade, if you'll just understand, why they'll never, never fade. Tell me your love's sincere and please be kind. Tell me I needn't fear. Yes, please be kind. 'Cause if you leave me, dear, I know my heart will lose its mind. If you love me, please be kind. This is my first affair, so please be kind. Handle my heart with care. Please be kind. Jump now, jump. Oobie doobie. Why don't you say that your love's sincere and please be kind? Handle my heart with care. Yes, please be kind.
Sinatra at his best in 1965, between 1965 from 1955 to 1975, Sinatra was at the top. He retired for about 3 or 4 years. He came back strong, still had a good sounding voice, was able to record some beautiful music after that. But it's about 1979, 80, in the beginning, early 80s, his voice started to fade on him a little bit and started cracking a little bit. But he was able to find a way to even put a song across so you couldn't tell it that much. By the way, in the background, the music that was played just now was by the great Count Basie Band. We're coming to a close of the show, and hopefully you enjoyed it as much as I have enjoyed bringing it to you. This has been Getting It Done by Dr. Walter Dean, and I chose two great jazz singers, or singers that happen to sing some jazz. Let's see, we're going to go out and listen to the last bit of Sinatra. We can come back and dear Tony Bennett, he's still alive, but Sinatra's gone. But let's listen to Sinatra with Count Basie backing him up as a close to the song, as a close to the show.
You're just too marvelous, too marvelous for words. I like a glorious, glamorous, in that old standby amorous. It's all too wonderful. I will never find the phrase that will say enough, tell enough. I mean, just ain't swell enough. You're much too much, and just too very, very to ever be in Webster's dictionary. And so I am borrowing a love song from the bird to tell you that you're marvelous, too marvelous for words. Like glorious, glamorous, in that old standby amorous. I'll never find the words that say enough, tell enough. I mean, just ain't swell enough. You're much, much, much too much, and just too very, very to ever wind up in that fat dictionary. And so I'm borrowing a love song from the bird to tell you that you're marvelous, tell you that you're wonderful, tell you that you're marvelous, too marvelous.
That was Frank Sinatra, and you've been listening to Getting It Done, and I've been your host, Dr. Walter Dean. And hopefully next week we might do a little bit more of Sinatra. It's worthy of him being heard all the way back to his very beginnings, and you can tell the different changing sounds of his voice, but I don't think his voice sounded any ever better than what it sounded in 1965. You could tell it when he hit those high notes, there was no hesitation at all. And he was grooving right along with the great Count Basie. This has been Getting It Done. Hope you enjoyed it as much as I enjoyed bringing it to you. Have a good weekend, people. Goodbye.